Michael Moore to Colbert, America Needs Liberation from Trump Virus. By BenQ on April 22, 2020. Far-left documentary filmmaker Michael Moore responded to President Donald Trump's calls to liberate the state of Michigan from coronavirus lockdown measures by arguing that what the entire country needs is its own liberation from the Trump virus. Moore made the comments during an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, filmed from their respective homes via video stream. Colbert began by asking Moore what he thought of Trump's tweets backing those who want an easing of lockdown measures that allow them to go back to work. "We've been planning our liberation for the last 4 years. Sadly, Michigan voted for Trump. So it was a huge embarrassment," Moore responded. "We already have a liberation date set. It's November 3, 2020, the party starts around 8 p.m. that night." "I hope so," responded Colbert. Moore went on to explain that as well as the coronavirus, America is also in the midst of two other viruses, one directly related to Trump. "The second virus is the Trump virus that needs to be eradicated, nonviolently, and legally at the polls," he explained. "The third virus is what I call the pre-Trump virus, the one that we had for many years, before Trump, he, didn't fall out of the sky. We had a number of things we hadn't quite fixed yet in this country." The 65-year-old concluded by plugging his new global warming documentary, Planet of the Humans. "Look, nature's given us this warning," Moore said. "It's putting us right now in our timeout room. And we should be using this time to think, when we come out of this, how we're going to treat this planet, how we're going to treat nature." Colbert agreed, warning that the climate crisis will make the coronavirus appear minor league. "The same people who deny that the coronavirus is actually a crisis, for so long leading up to the moment when it was undeniable, are the same people who are denying that the climate crisis exists," he said. "This will look minor league compared to what the climate crisis and the other things are going to do to us in the future." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.